We're headed for Fermanagh next and Enniskillen via Belcoo and about 92 story masks on display at the moment at the Higher Bridges Gallery in Inishkeithlin, to give it its old title, the Island of the Saints. Brainchild of Antrim-based artist Vincent MacDonald, who joins us now from our studio in Belfast. So Vincent, originally, I know you're in Belfast now, but originally from Fermanagh, and very happy times growing up there, I suppose, had a hand in sparking the idea for this exhibition.
That's right. Good morning, Anne-Marie. I'm usually a portrait artist, and a couple of years ago decided to do something a bit different and use masks as the basis of my canvas. And I was invited by the Higher Bridges Gallery and Diane Henshaw, the Fermanagh Oma District Council, to put on a show of masks. And I called it Mask Parade, Unearth Works, An Island Story. And it's a parade, as you say. There's actually 91 pieces, 91 masks, a parade of masks. Brilliant. And I called them Unearthed Works because I wanted them to look like something that would be dug up after hundreds of years. And it's called An Island Story because I decided that these masks were dug up on the island of Enniskillen.
And I think you've managed to create that representation of coming out of the ground, of maybe having been there for years, because they do have the look of being slightly decayed. I haven't got them maybe in full colour, but they look like they've been there for a few centuries at the very least. And of course then you had to create a story around them, which based in Enniskillen, where your two aunts lived.
That's
and you
right.
spent a lot of time
yes.
with
I
them,
spent,
didn't you?
I spent a lot of time in Down Street with two aunts, T.C. MacDonald and Kay Smith, and a lot of time there. And then during the 70s, Down Street was demolished to make way for a car park next to the butter market. And I decided, since there was digging up going on there, that I would base my story in that dig. And I invented a soil called Chimerical Soil, and the clue is in the name, because it's a fantasy soil, a made-up soil, but that's where the original dig went. But then I wanted, since they were dug up, I suppose that they would have some history or some background to them, and I wanted to create a story. And I started reading Peder Livingstone's book called Fermanagh Story. And I got so interested in the story, and I decided to go right back to the early beginnings of Christianity in Fermanagh, the 4th, 5th century, and use that as the basis for where these masks came from.
I mean, it all in a way makes perfect sense, Vincent, because in some ways you're a product, an artist of your place, because you grew up, you went to St. Michael's College in Fermanagh, and maybe subconsciously you were seeping in all this great history and legend and lore that Fermanagh is famous for, and the Christian heritage and one thing, and even the mask, because what I think of Fermanagh, I always think of, I hope this isn't a bad word in this context, I always think of the mummers.
I wasn't actually aware of the mummers when I was growing up. More, I became aware of them after I left. Somebody that I was at school with, I think, is very involved with the mummers, but they're in a different direction. Unfortunately, when I was at school, I wasn't very much interested in history, and we didn't actually have any art in St. Michael's while I was there. It was something, just an interest that was sparked really at primary school. Eamon McCaffrey, my P7 teacher at the time, would encourage us to make drawings or do something along with poems and stories that we wrote. And that was my first connection with art. And I didn't actually start doing anything with art until about O-level time. So it was quite late coming on.
A late developer, but you got there in the end. And will you leave the portraiture behind, do you think now, Vincent, that you've dipped your toe into this kind of area?
I must say that I'm actually enjoying it quite a lot, and I've got the next stage underway already. But just as much as the masks, the story behind it is something that's quite intrigued me, and I've really become overwhelmed with information. The Heritage Library in Enniskillen have been very helpful and give me further resources. What I did was, I was looking back at medieval times, and the church used mystery plays or moral plays, miracle plays, to teach biblical stories. And then I was reading an article by Helen Lanigan Wood, an historian there in Fermanagh, and she was writing about high crosses, and sometimes they're called scripture crosses. And just like the stones on Bow Island and White Island, these stones or crosses were used to teach or to preach texts. They were illustrations to teach unlettered people. So I thought it's not beyond reason to go a step further back and say that these masks were something that were used as props to teach about biblical characters.
Absolutely. Good thought.
All the masks are named after biblical characters.
Mm-hmm. And would you say now, because we're into the final week, the exhibition continues until next Saturday, do you think this whole project has made you feel closer, more a part of Fermanagh? I know you didn't exactly leave it behind, but you haven't lived there for a good long time. Do you feel more connected with it now because of it?
Definitely. I've been finding out much more information about it, and I'm pursuing it rather than it just something being attached to my past. So I'm hoping that it'll continue on. I'm hoping that the exhibition, just like these medieval plays or these stone scripture crosses, that they would spark an interest in people to go back and read about these biblical characters. There was one person who left a comment in the exhibition visitor book that, and they put it strangely, their favourite mask was called the tax collector. And I suppose I thought, who would like a tax collector? But the mask is based on the tax collector and the Pharisee in Luke's Gospel in chapter 18. And it might be strange to like a tax collector, but when you read the parable in Luke 18, it's even more surprising, because the tax collector was associated with those that were sinners, the Pharisee with those who are religious, and yet we're told that it was the tax collector, the sinner, who went away from the temple right with God, rather than the religious person. And that was because the religious person was trusting in himself and in his own religion, whereas the tax collector had confessed his sin and trusted in God. So there's lots more in there in the exhibition. Yeah. Lots to read about.
Thank you, Vincent. That's thought for the day on your place in mine this morning. Thank you very much for that.
Anytime, Anne-Marie.
It was lovely to talk to you, Vincent, and I'll call in myself if I'm down in Fermanagh, and we'll maybe hook up at some stage and we'll hear about the next stage of your journey into the past as far as County Fermanagh goes. In the meantime, Vincent, thanks very much for joining us on the
programme.
Thank
you for your
today.
Invitation to come on the programme to share the story.
Okay. Thanks, Vincent. Take care.
Bye.
So Mask Parade, that's the name of it. Unearthed Works, an Island Story. Vincent McDonald is the artist. It's at the Higher Bridges Gallery in Enniskillen until next Saturday. That's February the 27th, from Tuesday to Friday, 10 to 4, and then Saturday from 11 to 3. And you can see photographs of some of the masks on the Radio Ulster Twitter page.